break them the next day, change the water, soak them overnight, two nights, and then wash him behind that, and he's ready to cook. And doing that, you take the harb away from him. You just got the regular meat left.
Did you ever, when you were young or whenever, were you ever involved in killing the hogs and preparing them?
Yes, ma'am. I was started opening a carcass of a hog standing in a high chair. About 8 or 9 years old, and with short arms, that's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I've opened up a menu and cut
it out. You kind of tell me the process, the time of view that you do it, and kind of step by step what you do.
Why are you going to keep it for home use? That's in cold weather. It's below freezing. You hope it's going to stay that way about 4 or 5 days. You kill this hog with heavy water boiling. Come around and you put him in a big barrel.
How do you kill him?
You shoot him, or either knock him in the head with an axe, cut his throat, bleed him out.
How do you bleed him?
That's with the butcher knife. You cut across from it. You cut this way and your knife goes in overhanded and turn and goes through his heart. It's a right-hand swing with a left upturn. And you don't miss when you do that, unless he's a mighty big hog. After you scald him, then you got the process of taking him out of that, putting him on your scaffolding board on the ground, and taking all the hair off. Hang him up after you get that off, rewash him down, scrape him good. Then when you start opening him up, you cut his feet off first. Or if you'd rather, you can cut his head off first, but we always cut the feet off. Then cut his head off. That cuts half open and put on a block and let drain. Then you hang him up by his hands. You got places on his back legs that they got the strings, which is muscular tissues back there that will hold him. You gamble him with a big long stick, heavy stick that'll
you
hold him
what
up.
To him?
Gambling.
What does that mean then?
These places you got cut in his legs, you run this sharp instrument in under that, and it comes large up here on each end, not so wide.
About how wide?
Oh, I'd say 2.5 to 3 foot.
Mm-hmm.
That's for a good large hog. And then you gamble him up, pick him up by either a winch or three logs bolted together where you can carry them up as high as you want it, and then you take your big knife and open him up down the front, take his intestines. I'll never use that with a number 3 wash tub. Sometimes you'll have 2 for one hog. Separate the liver, lights.
What are lights?
That's the lungs.
Mm.
That all comes out. Take the melt off.
Take
that's
the what off?
Melt.
What's
that's
that
now? Spleen, really. Mm-hmm. It's a strip about so long, from that wide to this wide.
How long is so long now?
Oh, I'd say 18 inches to 2 mm-hmm. foot. Depends on the age of the hog.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you've got the intestines down, you rewash him out inside with clean hot water, and then follow it with cold water. Use a big rag to dry it. Then if you're going to use pork chops from this hog, you saw him down his backbone, clear down to between his front shoulders. And you cut your chop of your ribs out, and then you cut your chops out. You separate your shoulders, your ham, and your middling meat. Now we always, back when I was growing up, you take your tenderloin, which is your pork chop, that all peels out. And we use the other and backbone. We didn't saw them open. We cut them open with the axe down about 4 inches wide.